Good morning. This past week's daf mem gimel, fourth perek Maseches Ksuvos, Nourishing Patsa. Let's start from the beginning towards the top. Mem gimel omed aleph boi minei. This is like six lines down or so. Boi minei Rabbi Avinu Rav Sheshes. Can you have that there?
Yeah.
Boy, Mine Ravina Rav Sheshes. Rabbi Avinu asked the following Shailom to Rav Sheshes. Bas Hanizonis Min Ha'achin, my Sidel Lumi. A Bas Hanizonis Min Ha'achin means that the father dies, has died already, and the Achim are supporting her, giving her Mizonis. Ma'isi Yedeh Halumi. Who gets the Ma'isi Yedayim? And more explains. B'mokim Av Kaimi. Do we say that the Achim are B'mokim Ha'av? Ma'hosa Ma'isi Yedeh Le'av. Hochonami Ma'isi Yedeh Le'achim. While the father was alive, the Ma'isi Yedayim go to the Yav. It's what the Mor learns that from the Hekash and the Pasik. Yechiyimka ishes bit la omo. That was the source that ma omo is ma'is de la olden, is so too that bas is ma'is de la la'av. That's a derai sadika halocha akoponim. That the root of that din, that when, as far as the av is concerned, so ma. My house might say la'av, hochen am I say la'achin, oi dilmo loy domi la'av. Or no, maybe it's not similar. Hosam midi day mitzinam, hocho la'av midi hu mitzinam. When the father is alive and he gets her ma'asi yadayim, it's midi day mitzinam. He's supporting her from his own money. Hocho la'av midi hu mitzinam. Over here, the brothers are not supporting her from their own money. Now let's see some Rashi over here. The Shaila starts over here with a bas that's nizoynis min ha'achim. Now where does that come from? What's the cause of vayis chesed his chayvus? It's an obligation. Where does that come from? So Rashi. Second Rashi. Third line in the Rashi. So Rashi tells us as follows. That this that Achim are being mazen, they're supporting Abbas after the father died, this is really part of the obligations of Ksuba, which is a din rabbanon. As follows, the Gemara later on says, this is what's written in the Ksuba. The husband writes to his wife the following obligation, that daughters, nekevus, that are born from us, that you'll have from me, inon yohan yasmin bevesi, they will stay in my house. He's referring to after he dies, that they will continue living in the house and they will be supported from his nechasim. Right, so that's part of the obligation of ksuba. So this that the sons, and the sons yarshin their father, so the rest of the din alochol the yarshin, wherever the father obligated himself. This is part of the obligations. So, this that the Achim, the brothers, are supporting the daughter, as the Mara says, that it's not really their money, and it's really an obligation that the father took upon himself with the ksuva. Zokras, that's the next Rashi. Lav midihu el matnai ksuvas imon. It's really from the conditions of the obligation of their mother's ksuva. Okay, so now let's hear again what we're dealing over here. We have a shail over here. Bas hanezenis min ha'achim ma'isi yedeh lumi. Mokum Av Kaimi. And the Shaila is, the Gemara tells us, Mokum Av Kaimi. Now, what we need to remind ourselves, and that's what we see in the Hemshech HaSugya as follows, that there is a din deraisa. The idea that Ma'isi Daim goes to someone, the Hainu, the father, that's a deraisa dika halacha. And as a matter of fact, that halacha is not really dependent on giving mizaynus and not giving mizaynus. As a matter of fact, okay, we'll see maybe more a little bit about this. But is there a deraisa d'kachiyah for a father to give his daughter mizaynus? I don't know if there necessarily is such a halacha like that, the chlau. Now, the Gemara does say, now as far as, remember we saw before in the sugya, that kol shvach ni'urim is la'aviha. And the Gemara deals with what the source of that is. Let's say in Al Gemara, right? Al Gemara says that the halacha is that by Anisim Mefatim, the Boshus of Begam goes to the father.
Gemara says Benura Besavia, but then the Gemara says that's the Bahu Ba'atar Sadar Mudiksev. But everyone always quotes that Kosh Vachnu Mavia. The Rambam says it, and everyone always says it, but it was rejected by the Gemara.
So I was careful just to quote Kol Shvach Ni'urim. That's the halacha. We're talking about right now with the sources, right? If one were to say Binoreh Beisavia Kol Shvach Ni'urim, then you're right. The Gemara rejects that. But the halacha of Kol Shvach Ni'urim is still true. The question is, where does it come from, right?
It says maybe it comes from Amar Vriya, the Gemara doesn't seem to stand by that one.
Okay, I'm just trying to get to a point over here,
yeah.
Right? The Gemara in Kiddushin, really, in the Cheshbon, our Gemara doesn't have the full Cheshbon, but the Gemara, Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin that the Gemara wants to learn that maybe we should learn that these chiyuvim to go to the father from Ma'is Yadayim, and Moavdia says that you can't learn out because Ma'is Yadayim is, one could say Ma'is Yadayim is because of mezoinus that he gives her. Right? So even though the Gemara is using that as a reason why you can't learn one from the next, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's dependent on the deraistical level. All the more so that the Gemara was just using that at that point when we didn't know all the other halachas, right? But once we learn out that all monies go to the father, so it's not any more dependent really on the zaynus.
The that type of line that you said, that in exchange for mizonos, that sounds like a drabanan thing.
Yeah, so that's...
But normally a deraisa thing, it doesn't work.
That's precisely what I'm saying, right? Let me just say it again, right? To follow the train of thought, right? This is what we're saying over here, right? That mid-deraisa, the din is that ma'is yadayim of a daughter go to her father. That's not related to mizaynus, right? If one were to ask... that the Gemara in Kiddushin does seem to relate it to Mizaynus, because when the Gemara wanted to learn Bayishus Supagam from Ma'is Yadayim, the Gemara says, quoted in the Tosfos, that the Hamitzinomine, right? So I was asking a question on what we just said, right? Or asking a question on what your understanding. There's the Gemara in Kiddushin that says that the Ma'is Yadayim, the reason why you can't learn to other places, the Ha Mitzin Amine. right?
You just explained that info about the...
The Gemara over there is really in the Cheshbon of our Gemara, and the Gemara wants to know, why can't you learn out other monies? Go to the father from Ma'as Yedayim, from this Liban of
Ma'as Abbas. Like Metzia and things like
that? I think Gemara is in our Cheshbon, our Boishu Pgam.
Uh-huh, okay.
Boishu Supgam. Right, that's really a question. You know, in the Cheshbon Mimor, that's really a question that we should be asking. That the piece that's missing in the Gemara over here, really. Right, but Rav Kopan says so. Tosfos quotes the sugya in Kiddushin, and the sugya in Kiddushin says that the reason why one can't learn from the fact that the father gets the Ma'as Yedayim, that he should therefore get other monies of her. The Gemara says that the Hamitzin Aminei. Right? So the Gemara does seem to say that Ma'as Yedayim has to do with Mizoinus, right? So on that was a question on what we said, which is the question on right, from where you're coming from. It sounds like in the Derayis the Mizoinus does play a role, right? Because that's what the Gemara is saying over there. In the Derayis the level, Gemara is trying to find the source that. Let's say Boishu Subagam goes to the father, and the Mora wants to know, let me learn it from Ma'as Yedayim. And Mora says, and he can't learn from Ma'as Yedayim because Ma'as Yedayim is different. Ma'as Yedayim he gets because the Hamitzah Nomine, because he gives her Mizoinus. Right? So in the Deraisa, the Gemara is using that Sfora. So what we were saying was, is that first of all, it's not dependent on that, right? In the Deraisa. The Gemara is just saying that maybe the Gemara is trying to be mechalik, and the Gemara is saying that if you wanted to learn from there, you couldn't, because the Hamitzin Elimnei, that's why that halacha was set up. But that's not dependent. There's in individual cases whether he's giving or not. Right? That we know. Moreover, that the Gemara was only saying that at that point, that the Gemara was saying that maybe the halacha is that only Ma'as Yedayim go to him, but no other things, because the Av Schust is rooted in Mizoinus, and that's why he gets the Ma'as Yedayim, but other things not. But after the Mora has the Limud, that he's getting other things, so then today it's not based on Ma'as Yedayim anymore. Today it's because of a general halacha that Shvach Ne'um go to the father.
There's a Gemara somewhere that says that in exchange for the fact that he has to be Podaha, he gets something. Is that talking about a wife or is that talking about a daughter?
A wife.
That's the wife.
Mm-hmm. Mitzvah, we'll get to that, right? This is our first introduction over here. And the Gemara is mentioning Tanakh Suba, right? And that's at Mitzvah Shem Sugis that will come up, and we'll be more familiar with these ideas. A lot of different shitas in the Tanah and Amoraim about this. Akopan. So we're.
Kol Shvach Ne'urim applies by a naira,
as opposed to
a naira.
Till the end of nairas.
It includes katana.
Yeah.
Even though the word is Ne'urim.
Mm-hmm.
So it means until she's 12 and a half, till she's a bogeres.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's just come back to where we are. We started the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel. What happened? The Gemara is dealing with the Shaila as follows: that Banim which are supporting their sister after the Misas Ha'av, the Gemara wants to know whether they get her Ma'as Yedayim. That's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara speaks out its Todim that. Do they take over the father's position? The father got mezainis till now. They should take over the father's position. B'mokam av kaimi. Ma'hosem ma'isi de la'av. Ha'ochem ma'isi de la'achin. O'idilmo lo'y domi. They're not domi la'av. Hosem midide mitzino. Ho'ochem la'av midid hud mitzino. The Gemara mentions that that Abkes Maisidayim has to do with Mididay Mitzvah, right? So what we want to just get some background and understand what the basis of this Gemara is talking about. Okay, so we mentioned like this. The truth is that there's really two levels to deal with, mainly the Raisa and the Rabbonim. And it's Mevuyer in the Hemshech HaSugi like that, but it would be helpful if we speak it out right now, then we could identify what's happening in the Gemara. On the Deraistical level, the Av gets the Maisidayim. We learn from the Pasuk, right? That's what we just said over the Pasuk, learn from the Heksha to Amavriya. Now, that is not dependent on Maisi Yadayim.
Amazonas.
Right. That's not dependent on Amazonas. That's as far as that's concerned. Now, the Gemara by us, definitely, when we're talking about the Achim, is depending this on the giving of Mizonis. Right? That's what the Gemara is dealing with. So that means that the Gemara over here, when Gemara is clarifying the Shiloh, the Gemara seems to understand that definitely the Bonim are not taking over the father's position on the Derais and Dika level. And the truth is, that's the Gemara on the bottom of the Omut, right, which fills us in, that the Gemara tells us that a drosha, that Avodim and Eved Knani goes by Yerusha, the Schusim, the ownership that the father has when he dies is passed on to his Bonim. But the schus that the father has in his daughter to get her ma'is yadayim, that's not transferable through Yerusha. And once the father dies, that's over.
Does he pass on the schus and his eved every to his sons?
So that I believe also not. And Moshe also has the drasha that
every is
he's not. Yeah, he does not. Ain't no Eved as a ben, I believe. Yeah. So that is on the Dharaistika level. And if you look at the Taisvis over here, you see the Taisvis, the second Taisvis on the Omud, which is our Shabbas, Hanizonis Mino Achim, Maisi Deolami. So Taisvis, Midaraisa Pshitle da Havala Atzmo. So Taisvis, that the Gemara over here is only clearing, we're only thinking on a Drabonon Dikal level, that the Maisi Daim should go to the Bonim. Because Midaraisa Pshitle da Havala Atzmo, Avan Midaraisa does not go to the brothers. It's la'atzmo. Kidashin l'kamon mivis nachaltem. That's Rosho. Emed Rabbonon boy. Declaring Omed Rabbonon. So how do I know that? Midi toli time be mizaynis. From the fact that the Gemara was toli mizaynis. So what does that tell you to say? It says, Mamash, this point. That the father's chus is not dependent on mizaynis. So if the Gemara wanted to know that whether the Bonim take over, so why is Mizoinus an issue over here? Right? It's very clear that this whole Shaila is only because of Mizoinus, and the Gemara's Shaila is based on that how do we view these Mizoinus? Are these Mizoinus worthy of being a reason for him to get for them to get Hermias Yadayim? So everything is dependent on the Mizoinus, therefore Zoltaisus, and on the Daisic level, Mizoinus is not the focal deciding factor. So Zoltaisus, I see therefore that the Gemara is not clearing on the Daisic level. Why not? Zoltaisus, because that we know, like the Gemara's drasha later on. The Gemara is only clearing on a Drabonic level. On Drabonic level, So then let's hear what the Gemara is saying then, right? Because the Gemara is talking that the Bonim should take over the father's schus, but the father's schus is really a derisive because schus. So let's hear the Gemara. Right? How do you learn the Gemara now? That means like this. The Gemara says that I know that the din that the father had to get the ma'aseh yadayim of his daughter definitely does not pass on to the bottom. So as far as that's concerned, they're not getting it. We're dealing with over here really a din rabbanon. The Gemara wants to know that is there a din rabbanon that because they're giving mizoinis, that's why they should get the ma'aseh yadayim. Now, this one could wonder over here that, like is this Shiloh like inventing a new idea? That, I mean, what do we know about mizoinis, you know, being a cause for getting something in return? Do we have any information on that? Or is it more just inventing this new thing that, you know, since I know that the Banim are supporting her, so is that a reason for them to get the ma'aseh yadayim? Like who said one thing has to do with the other? Right? What's the Gemara doing? Right? So this is one point that one could think about. That do we have this idea coming from someplace else that exists, and we're wondering whether that is also applicable over here, or the Gemara is like inventing a new idea. Namely, we know this idea is by almana. There's such a thing, right? That the almana, right, she gets supported, and her ma'aseh yadayim go to the achim. And tomorrow we'll bring that in a moment. Right? That. So just wondering whether the Gemara knew that halacha, and that really plays a role in the basis of the shaila in the first place. Obviously, the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the shaila, felt that Amon is not a raya to us, as the Gemara speaks through. Right? But possibly that's really the source of the Gemara. However, like this.
The reason the Almana gives her ma'aseh yadayim to the Achin is because she's getting food from the Achin? That's the reason?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see in Hamshach HaMorah, right? I think more brings that. However, like this, right? This is a couple of points that we need to speak through. But the way the Gemara sets up the Shiloh is making whether the Achim are b'mokim ha'av, right? So this is an interesting kind of thing. Right? What does the Gemara mean? If the Gemara Shiloh is because since they're giving him Rezainis, they deserve ma'aseh yadayim, so what do we have to make them b'mokim ha'av for? They're doing something which in itself is a reason why they should get the hainu, like by Amona, right? Amona, right? There's no halacha that a husband gets his wife's ma'aseh yadayim midraisa. No such halacha like that. Nevertheless, the achim, like we'll see, get it. Why? Because they're giving it. They don't have to take over the father's din. So why is the Gemara? Why is this shaila? You see something from the Gemara. I mean, as you see that the Shiloh, we're not declaring Stama Shiloh that whether the giving of Mizoinis should be reason to get the ma'aseh yadayim. If that's so, then why is the father, you know, in the picture over here?
You're saying the words of the Gemara says B'makam
Av? Right. And as a matter of fact, even the second side, the Gemara says, no, it's a difference, right, in as far as the giving of Mizoinis of the father. I mean, why is the father... Why is the father the father part of the Shiloh over here? So I mean just to bring out the point over here in how the Gemara is clearing the Shiloh. That it would seem that the Gemara is not working with the fact that the giving of Mizoinis should create a new chiyuv, right? It sounds like from the Gemara that granted on the deraistic level, ma'aseh yadayim doesn't pass over, but that there should be the takhana that Rabban the Gemara is working with is such a takhana that he will take over the father. That's what the Gemara is claiming. On a Rabban on Dika level, he should take over the father. That's what it. That's what it would sound like from the Gemara.
Not that the takhana of the Rabban is that the son has to give mizonos to the daughter. It's that the takhana Rabbanon would be that the son takes over the father's position. Like,
No, I wasn't talking about mizonos. He's mukhim mizonos. We know because of tnai ksuba. This that he's getting ma'is yadayim because he's giving mizonos, right? That I'm hearing the Gemara is that's not a freestanding mechayev. You give mizonos, shine. You deserve it to have ma'is yadayim. If that's so, then what does he have to take over the father for? I see from the Gemara that for whatever reason the Gemara is not working with that should be a mechayev by itself. It sounds like from the Gemara that should be a reason why Chazal should allow that schus of the father to carry over to the bonim, right? That would be the hagdora, right? That would be the.
You're trying to say without the son getting the schus of the father to get the ma'is yadayim, then just the fact that they're giving mizonos to her would not cause that they would get the ma'is yadayim.
That's what it would sound like for the Gemara, right? I'm not explaining why that couldn't be. That's still a good question. But I see from the way the Gemara speaks it out, it would sound like for the Gemara that this would have been the mechanics of the takhanu, the mokimav. That's what's mashing from the Gemara. Now, right? But we have to work out the next line also. Now the next line is a little difficult because the next line the Gemara says that no, maybe not, because the father is on mididei, and the bonim are not mizon mididhu. Now, when the Gemara is so the Gemara definitely is addressing what we started with. So they take over the father, right? And if they take over the father, so that should be reason why. But Gemara now tells us that they're not doing the same thing as the father, so that's why they wouldn't take over that schus. Because the father is giving her mizonos mididei, but they're not giving mididhu. Now on that question over here is that when saying midiraisa, this the av gets the ma'is yadayim. We don't do nothing to do with mizonos, not because he's giving mizonos. So what does the Gemara mean with that? The hainu that didn't we understand that? We're clearing a shy like this, that we know that the father midiraisa gets the ma'is yadayim non-dependent on anything. Now we know midiraisa that's chus, the hainu, to get the ma'is yadayim without any exchange, right, on the deraistical level, that the pasuk says you don't take it over, it's nachaltim, right? So that's chus, and that way that the father got the ma'is yadayim is not passed on to the bonim. What does the Gemara want to know? That may, on our Drabbanadika level, that maybe the bottom should get it in exchange for the mizonos that they're giving. That was the Gemara's question. So we wouldn't understand this that the Rabbanon are allowing that switch to carry over. It's not supposed to be comparable, right? Meaning to say that the bottom have to do more in order for Chazal to be misakin that's supposed to go over. Meaning to say that if and because you're giving mizaynus, so you'll take over the schus of the father. The father is non-dependent on mizaynus. So if that's also, what does the Gemara mean to say when the Gemara says that the acham anak doime to the father because the av is mitzino mididei? Right? Regardless, I mean, the father is not working with mizonos. He's never working with mizonos, right? So why is the Gemara not making a discrepancy, a difference in the mizonos itself?
In the beginning of this year, the Rav asked the source of where we know the father has to support the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever answer that, or
Now, I was saying that I don't think it's a deraisa. I don't think it's a deraisa dikadin.
So there's a din derabanan that the father has to support it, but it's totally separate from the maisa yadah, right?
Yeah.
And we're saying, but by the children. The Gemara is mashma that they are linked, right?
Right. Definitely, that's the Gemara saying.
Yeah.
That's the saying. So that much we were able to explain the first side of the Gemara Shaila. We're running into a difficulty now in the second side of the Shaila, when the Gemara seems to be saying that the Achim are not similar to that of the father, because the father is giving mizoynus from himself, as if to say that's why it's worthy for him to get his hermaisi yadayim, right? That seems to be saying that the avs is because of maisi yadayim. Is that really true on the deraisdika level? Is his chus dependent on giving mizoynus?
Footnote here that quotes a Tosfos in Gittin Mem Zayin Amid Beis Digamaso Uv Beischa. Sha'af Shemaisi Yedev Shalom Deraisa Sha'af Kishen Zanosa Nakta Gemara Lashon Zu Kiven Shederek Olam He Sha'af Zanaspita.
So he's which Gemara is he referring to? Our Gemara or Gemara in Kiddushin?
It's Gemara in Gittin. It's the Tosfos in Gittin.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Why the Gemara connects Maisi Adef?
Our Gemara?
Our Gemara.
Our Gemara, yeah, okay.
That our Gemara makes it sound like the Av is feeding the daughter from Yishalom. So really, that's not no get to anything, because he gets a Maisi Adef whether he feeds or not. But since it's Derech Olam for a father to feed his daughter, the Gemara uses this fashion.
Right, so this really is the Gemara in Kiddushin, right, which we mentioned before, which the Gemara said, right, it's the same idea. That the Moran Kiddushin says that when the Moran wanted to learn Boshu Supagam from Ma'asi Yadayim, the Moran says, I quoted the Gemara, that over there she's Mitzina, right? So the Moran's trying to make the Rais like a Limur, and the Moran uses the Mitzina. So what that Mitzina means is, like you're saying, that it's the Derech to do it, but the Schus is not contingent on him giving. It's with having maybe having that in mind that exists such a thing. Yeah.
Are you holding on a deraisa like the maskana, halacha, that even if he kept all of her masa yadeha, he wouldn't have to feed her at all?
That's right. She'd have to go back on the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're saying, hold on, banging on the doors is a lashon usually used by the Achim. You're talking about by the father?
By the father, deraisa.
Okay, so I'm not sure that, I'm not sure I agree with that. I mean, we have a Kal v'chomer from Ebed Ivri later.
So we'll get this.
So you're talking now in a Hava Mina, or are you talking Lamaskana? That's what I'm trying to understand. It seems to me Lamaskana, he can't keep, if he doesn't feed her, he has to let her keep enough of her Masi Adah to feed herself.
Well, like this. What's the cause for what? Right? You know, is his chus maisi yadayim dependent on the fact that he's giving her mezainis? Or the halacha is that he's getting her mezainis, but she needs to support herself, so, and that is coming from what she's making, right? So the Gemara is really working the other way. Now, his initial chus is not because he's giving her maisi yadayim. There might be a halacha that, you know, if he's taking all her income, so how's she supposed to live? Right? So in order to live, she has the right to hold on to her income in order to live. That's what the Gemara is saying. So in fact, that might be right what you're saying, but we're working with what's the cause of what. The Gemara over here seems to be saying.
That doesn't fit in with Kol Shachnum Le'Avia. Kol Shachnum Le'Avia means.
What doesn't fit in?
That she can keep some of the money. For
okay, so let's get to that Gemara. Right now we're talking about something which we haven't seen inside. Mm-hmm. Let's see it in context, and when we get there, we'll see that. Okay, Michael just mentioned that just to see whether the facts that we're saying are true, and then we just explain what we meant over here. The point over here is that when the Gemara says by us, the Mashmoyes HaGemara would be that that because, now what's the cause and what's the effect? Because he's giving mezainis, that's why he gets the ma'aseh da'im, that's not true. That's not true. There might be some kind of contingency the other way, that he can't keep all her ma'aseh da'im and not get, and leave her without any means of supporting herself or being able, to live. Right? That's a point in halacha. But as far as we're talking about, you know, where that comes in. So the Gemara by us this much, right? This much, will understand. Which we're trying to explain what the Gemara means over here is that what I would think the Gemara means is like this: is that the basis of this Gemara, what we're saying is that because the Achim are giving her mizoynes, that should be a cause, a reason for them to get her ma'aseh yadayim. That Gemara is working with, and on that the Gemara is just making a difference in what kind of support is worthy of a takana to get ma'aseh yadayim, and that Gemara is mechalek between personal money. So when the Gemara is saying that the father, right, talking about the father, he's mitzvah mishaloh, is that's not contingent on that. The Gemara just using that as an example. When the father gets ma'aseh yadayim, the support that the father gives is from his own. So such a mezainis is worthy to be a cause for getting the ma'aseh yadayim by the father, not necessarily because of that. But as far as by the achim, that's the whole side in the Gemara, that only in as much as we see that they're giving mizaynus, that should be a cause to get ma'aseh da'im. That the Gemara is saying that there's two types of giving mizaynus. You could be giving from your own money. You could be giving from someone else.
When the brothers inherit Rusha, do they inherit everything the father owned, and then they have to dilly out some money to the almana because they have to feed the almana because it's a tanaik suba? They have to give some money to the daughters because they have to give some money to the daughters because it's a tanaik suba, whatever. Or is it that this money that they have to give to the almana and the daughters, they never inherited somehow?
So I would say that this is an obligation, a choiv, like any other chayiv. What's the halacha concerning other chayivs? Right?
Chayivs is normally from your own money.
What do you mean to say that?
I mean,
no, I'm saying, let's start with the first step, we'll agree on that. If the father has a chayiv, right? Let's just make it easier. Let's say it's a milvah b'shtar, right? And do the children have to pay that chayv after the father dies? Is there any question about that?
Is it connected to the karka, or is it not connected to the karka? Is it, I don't know.
So that's what I said. I'm vishda. Right?
If the children have to pay it, but they're yorish the father's nechasim totally. It's not like they weren't yorish that. That money they're going to pay the malva, they were yours that too.
I mean, there's a shibud, right? There's a shibud on it, right? Right. I mean, the actual monies or the actual karka, right? You know, it's the lukuchas don't own it, but it's the shibud. Even by the father, it was mishubud, so it goes over, you know, with a shibud, right? Even a milva al peh. You know, on the deristical level, there are shibudim. So if the Yerusha goes over with a shibud, right? So granted that all the monies are might go over, but they're given over with a shibud, right?
So it's not considered their money for this purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They really. When they pay that malva, they're paying they're not paying their money to the Malva, they're paying the father's money to the Malva, even though they really paid no money to the Malva. Even though they inherited the whole thing, but
because, you see, but when we say they inherited the whole thing, but they inherit it with a chayv,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't, you can't consider that they you know, in dollars and cents, you can't say that they inherited the full $10,000, because they inherited $10,000 with a charge, right? That's right. So even though, you know, it hasn't been paid, and you know their account might be, you know, will come, $10,000 will come into the into their account. But it's coming in with a shibud, right? With someone else having the right to debit that account. So I wouldn't really consider that they're giving their own, right? Okay. That's what it is.
So the mazonos for then let's say the daughter or even the wife is only from the karka of the inheritance, or is it also from the?
So we'll see about that. Gladly, it's only from the karka.
What?
It's from the karka. It has to be karka.
Uh-huh.
Right, we'll see about these nuances in the Tanaic Suba, right? There's a number of things. It's hard to be aiming right now on all the okay. So let's talk about that at the point. Right? The Gemara calls it that they are not supporting from their own, because this is really his chayvus that the father was mechayv himself prior, right, to the Yerusha, and that's an obligation that comes along with the Yerusha money, really from the father. So that's completely what the Gemara means. The Gemara says that they're not mitzina mididhu. They're not really supporting her from their own money. So what's taka of the tzad, right? So if the taka not supporting her from her own money, so then what does the Mara mean? That the basis of the Mara Shaila was that since they're supporting her, that's why they deserve to get the mizaynus. Now, if the Mara is saying that they're using someone else's money, so I mean that's not really supporting her, right? So what does the Mara mean? As apparently the Mara understands that. I know that they're supporting her from the money of the father, right? Nevertheless, I still could look at them supporting her, and therefore they're deserving of her ma'aseh yadayim, right? That just seems to be what the Gemara is saying, right? But that's the issue on the Gemara, right? Zokta Gemara, maybe only ma'aseh yadayim, only support which is coming from your own monies, that's something which is worthy to get in exchange ma'aseh yadayim, but a support which is not really your money, not, or, what's the other side, that hagam, that I understand that's not really your money, but nevertheless, right, I'm not explaining it, I'm just saying what the side is, nevertheless, we see that as you giving mizaynus, which entitles you to ma'aseh yadayim. Right?
Why should it be totally whether it's their own money or not?
So which side are you on?
I think that if they're paying for her food and her basic necessities, so therefore she shouldn't be pocketing extra money. At least she should give her paycheck to them.
One more time.
They're paying her expenses.
What's that? But the Gemara says that it's not their money.
It doesn't matter whether it's their money.
Okay.
Her expenses are being taken care of from the estate.
So the
money from her paycheck can be put back in the estate bank account.
But why? Well, why should she keep it? Why is her money being transferred to a different account? Shouldn't it stay by her? Where does that initial premise come from?
We find that, let's say, the master has to feed his Ebedivri and exchange. He got the master, when the Ebedivri works, he gets the paycheck. Whatever work Ebedivri does, he gets the paycheck. I mean, that's even.
That's only because that's what owning and everything means, right? You have.
So
this,
they feed the almana, and in exchange they get her paycheck.
Okay, okay. So what are you referencing the next line? But if were it to be, let me ask you a question, right? Were it to be that a third party supports them, right? And they send the check to the brothers, right? To go to the aisle one and get the food. So would you consider that they deserve to get the maaser d'ayim since they're handing over the sushi?
No.
Why not? No. They're disappointed. They're giving, right? So that's what the Gemara means over here, right? That it's not your money, right? It's someone that it's coming from a different source. So why should you get it, right? I mean, the premise over here is that the giving maaser d'ayim, you know, doesn't just mean, you know, delivering it to the doorstep, right? It means that you're the one who's supporting it. It's coming from your bank account. So that side, I think we understand. I think we need to know the other side, right? That what is the side in the Gemara? Right? If the Gemara says that they're not mitzna mididhu, they're not really supporting her. Right, it's really money's coming from the father. So if that's so, then why should they get it? Right, what's that side of the Gemara? If you view it like this, that they're not supporting her, it's the father's money. So then, what's the Gemara saying? I mean, the Gemara understands the only reason why they should get it is because they're giving her mezainis, and they're not really giving her mezainis. So in what way could you look at this as giving mezainis? Right, that's going to be the Gemara Shaila over here. But the Gemara seems to understand that there is a way of viewing this as them giving her mezainis. So we want to know why is that so? It seems to be an exception. It doesn't sound like it's in question over here whether or not it's mididhu, right? That seems to be clear, right? It's not from them, right? The Gemara is making that difference. The av is coming from him. But the bonim, it's not coming from them. So if it's not coming from them, then why do you view that as the fact that they're giving her mezainis, that they deserve maaser d'ayim.
And that can all be part of the Tanaya of the Ksuva?
Okay, let's hear.
That the Ksuva is saying that, you know, you take over this responsibility of feeding them in exchange for her maaser
yadeha. There's
a footnote
in English that says that.
Okay, yeah. Okay, but that's okay, very good, very good, right? And that's the direction to go. So what we mean to say is exactly like this: is that true today? Right, they're not giving for their own money. But let's back up a minute. That Hagufa, I mean Midiraisa, they really should be getting the whole thing. So this whole Tanai Ksuba really, right, is infringing. That's the right word on their Yerusha, right? It's diminishing from their Yerusha, right?
The Tanai Ksuba is Rabbanim. All the Tanai Ksuvas are Drabanim.
Right, right.
So Midiraisa, they're supposed to be Yerush, the father's home, the custom.
Mm-hmm. Right. But let's not forget, I mean, the Drabanim created a Choyv. So, I mean, it's a Choyv. It's not like, you know, right? But what we're saying is that this Takana Drabanim, that Drabanim made, right, it affected what otherwise they would have gotten, right? So that's what the Gemara means over here. Right? Exactly. How do we look at this? That ultimately, if that's the right word, that this money would have been theirs. The takon rabbonon that they give mizaynis is essentially limiting their yerusha. So that gives us the right to view this that taki giving her mizaynis. The Gemara is saying that, well, in actuality, in the mechanics of it, once that was niskin, so you're not really giving from your own. The av is taking him from his own. He's taking it out of his pocket, out of his account. They're not taking it out of their account. Today, it's not coming out of their account. So that l'chari is the Gemara Shail over here, right? Is this considered that they're being mazen? That's the question over here. How do you view this? It's definitely not doing to the father, but nevertheless, there is an aspect that we could view it that ultimately this mizaynis is coming from them. Okay, very good.
And that's how according to that side, that's how the Chacham originally set up the Tanai Ksuba in the first place.
Okay. Right. Let's hear it like that. Okay, so that's the Gemara Shaila over here. Now let's see a bit. Let's proceed back. Zoti more Omar le tinisuho. It's a Mishnah. Almon and Nezenis Nechse Yisraimim U'mayis Yedehel Shelohen. But it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah Grad is not talking about what we're talking about, but the Mora feels that it is a Dimyon. The Halacha is now an Almona. Same kind of situation over here. The father died. That the Din is that the Bonim are, they give Nezenis to the Almona. The Halacha is that the Ma'is Yedehel goes to her.
Goes to them, right?
So that you see from over there that we're viewing it that they're giving mizaynus in exchange for the giving mizaynus, then it's proper that a takana should be set up that they get her ma'is yadayim. So that should be similar to over here, zok to gemara. So if the whole issue over here is if that was partial to us that it was roy to get because of ma'is yadayim, we just. Much suffering just was. Is this considered that you're giving ma'is yadayim? So gemara, I see from Mammon, it's the same kind of thing, right? Also not from them, right? It's the same tax huva, and the halacha is that you get it. So zok the gemara that vayis techeis. Then Chazal saw that as an exchange happening over here. We view that you're giving the mizaynus, and that's what they're masakin. So I bezoy. So by the bas, she should also get. Now, from the fact that Gemara is bringing the raya over here, right? This is just a tasa or in a point mentioned before, that the takana by almono lachar is a freestanding takana. What I mean to say is that they're not taking over the father, right? Because the father has no din to get his wife's ma'is yadayim. Upon the drastic level, there is no such halacha like that. So this is stam atakana. In the understanding of when the bonim get the ma'is yadayim of the almona, right? We're not saying that because they're taking over the father's din. Right? The fact that they're giving mizaynus in itself is a reason for them on their own accord that they should get something in exchange, right? So in as much as the Gemara is being medama to this, so then it really it should follow that even if the Gemara metchila, let's say, was clearing the shaila based on taking over the father's chus, but once you're learning from over here, it really shouldn't be dependent on that anymore, right? And you don't have to talk about taking over the bim kaim the av. That if you're learning from almono lachar, even if you're not taking over from the av, but it's a source in itself for them to get. So that say what I mean to say is that if it was right in the original gemara shaila that the gemara cleared the shaila needed to be coming off or some kind of takeover from the av, right? If gemara needed that, but in the hemshel gemara it would seem like the gemara is falling off of that. Because if we're bringing a raya from Almona doesn't have that, and it still works, right? So at this point of the Gemara, we don't really need any more, right? The bim kaim av that the Gemara said. Okay. Zok the Gemara.
Bim kaim av only works if the father had that tzchus d'oraisa.
What do you mean to say? You want to learn
father
that?
Father had that tzchus d'rabbanan.
Okay, so do you understand that the din of almona is? I mean, it's not so much of a taking over, right? You know, it will be the same idea, really, right? Why does the father get the ma'is yadayim of his wife midrabbanan?
Because he's feeding her.
Exactly. Okay, so the bonim don't need to take over, right? You know, If with the right, so that there's a non-dependable schus, and you want to that take over, right? So you could talk like that, right? But if the av schus because he gave, so then I'm doing the same thing. It's like, well, what do I need to take over your schus for, right? Same reason why you had it. I have it, right?
I think you might need the bim kaim av even by the almana.
Okay.
According to the first, the two stuff that we had beforehand, to decide that it's not their money.
Yeah, what do you mean to say? Regardless,
you asked two tzadim before, and the one side was it's not their money. So if it's not their money,
right.
So what's the difference if they're feeding her?
We explained that you see that the Gemara, whether it's actually their money or not, the Gemara is still meskuf Gemara Shaila, right? Whether we could view it as they're giving her mezainis,
right?
Okay, yeah. Is there for what? What are you hearing now?
Trying to say that.
Yeah.
Now that we bring in almana, that they feed the almana and they take her ma'isya down. You see that even if it's not their money, because why is it considered?
Right, fine.
Even though it's not their money, they still feed her,
right.
Even if it's from the estate,
right.
And they still get a ma'isya down.
Right. That's more is right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that. Because we had two
tzadim
before. One was that it's not their money.
Those are the two tzadim of the Gemara, right? The Gemara is saying that if the fact that it's not really their money, is that a reason why we can't view that as giving mezainis?
So
Gemara brings a raya from that
we still see that it's not really their money. It's not by Almana,
right,
and they still consider that.
Right, 100%. That's what Gemara is doing. That is what the Gemara is doing. Right, what we were focusing on was that is it working with the taking over of the schus of the father? Right, that's the question. Right, that part you're 100% right. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Right.
Okay, fine. Whatever we mention over here, which seems to be a little fine tuned and a little difficult for the brain to grasp, but an early Sunday morning, you could you know just let it fly. I don't feel that it's fine. You know, put it on the shelf. You know, come back or don't come back. All right, let's see a little further. Zavta Gemara. Midami. Zavta Gemara. Midami. Amanose lo nichle baharvocho. Bitoy nichle baharvocho. The Gemara makes a difference between almona and bitoy. Now the Gemara says like this, right? Now whatever we mentioned before, of course, is 100% true. That we could view a giving of mezainis, even though it's not really mididay, right? That's definitely what's happening by almona. The Gemara is bringing a new variable, right? As far as that, a difference between whether the father. It has an interest in the Ma'is Yadayim remaining by the party of the fundraiser, right? Right. So let's hear more. More makes a chiluk. The Gemara says that there's a difference. The husband thinking about his wife after his mace is. There's no reason why he wants her to have an additional funds. So the Gemara means to be saying that's why the halacha is that her ma'aseh dayim go to the bonim. Masha enkein bitoy is nichle baharvocho. The Gemara says nichle baharvocho that. There's a svar to say that a husband would, or not a father would want his daughter to be able to have monies, maybe right to for her future, maybe to help her get married, whatever it is, and that's why that's the difference. Let's hear how that plays into the Shiloh over here. This is Nochem. The Gemara is bringing a new point. Let's use this point over here, that the Gemara is focusing now whether there's a specific nichusa, an interest, a positive interest in a father, whether he wants his daughter to have a revocha, means that she should have monies namely from her ma'aseh yadayim, and therefore keep her ma'aseh yadayim.
Why is it telling on the father's das? Why isn't it telling on what chachom or mesakim?
Okay, very good, very good. So what I would say that I see from over here is that the takana is working with the das of the father, right? That's what you see from the Gemara over here, right? Right, and that's really what we're discussing right now, right? That the Gemara is saying that this that, right? So let's hear where we are. Right now, we arrived at this point that even though the moment is not mididhu, but Chazal did view that as a support coming from them, and that's what entitles them to get the Maisi Daim akoponim of the almona, right? Or at this point, the Gemara wants to say that's what that entitles them to get Maisi Daim. So we see that the Chazal's taka setup, but Chazal viewed that's considered a giving of mizaynis. You're giving mizaynis, then you know it's worthy of that they should take over the ma'aseh yadayim. So on that, the Gemara is saying like this, and what the Gemara means is haguf, right? That zok the Gemara that I'm just going to speak it out like this, right? That the Gemara is saying is that we'll call this is a weakness in us mizaynis, right? Because it's not really coming from you, right? Right, so this kind of nesinas mizaynis, zot gemara, this that it helps to get ma'aseh yadayim is only hicha weir. There's no interest in the ma'aseh yadayim remaining by the doer, the hainu almona. Right, gemara says le'nichalei baharvocha. So that's why we could view this ma'aseh yadayim We could view this mizaynus to get the ma'aseh yadayim, but concerning the ba'as, since the father has, there is an interest that she should have. So this weak nesina of ma'aseh yadayim is not a mechayev that they should get something in return.
Giving of mizaynus.
Right. So that's how we possibly could explain what the Gemara means over here is hagufa. Right. What I mean to say is that were it to be a real nesina mididhu, remember this difference would make a difference, right? And as far as that he's nicha that she should have it, but since they're giving, right? Right. If they were to really be given by themselves, then they should be compensated. The whole reason the mokum lechalik is because it's intaka not a real nesina of mizaynis. Novos Chazal going to view it since ultimately, like we explained, that you know it should have been, it would have come to you had it not been for this. So on that, the Gemara is making a chiluk that being this, that this is what we call a weakness seen as mizaynus. So in that, the Gemara this chiluk that only helped hey chuvir it's lo nichle b'avocha. So then that's good enough for Chazal to view it as a reason that then you taka should get the ma'aseh yadayim. It's a reason to transfer and to get the ma'aseh yadayim moving. But concerning Bita, that there's an interest that she should have the revocha, so this is not enough of mechayev to require a replacement for what they're doing, because it's not really from it's not really theirs, right? Okay. So at this point in the Gemara, where we're standing right now is that Almona is not a right, right? We brought in a new variable. Almona is not a right to us, and the shayla is still unresolved. Now the Gemara says like this. Now the Gemara right now is going to question this chiluk the Gemara makes that Bita is nichle b'harvocha and Almona is le nichle b'harvocha. So the Gemara seems to understand this in a general turn, in a general feeling, general sense. And the Gemara says, "Remember the Biti Adif Lemanosai." Right? Gemara says, "Oh, the way you're making that chilka, that it seems to me that a person has what's the right word over here is, but has like more concern more concern about his daughter than his wife, and that's why that you're saying that the Bas is nichle barvocha, but Amor is lo nichle barvocha. So if that's so you know it should play out in other areas also. Right? That's just his approach. Right? To his relationship with the two of them, we'll call it.
Assuming that the other areas we're about to bring in are based on his das and not the way the Chachamim was talking.
Okay, let's see about that, right? We'll see whether that point will have to deal with that point. So, but what is the Gemara? Zotim Gemara as follows. The Homer Rabbi Abba or Rabbi Yosi also Amona Eitzel Habas Kibas Eitzel Achim Benechosim Muatim. What says the following? That Chazal set up the Takon in the following way. Amona Eitzel Habas, just translate simply right now, that if there's a question, there are Nechosim Muatim. There's not enough money to support both. And the question is that who's going to have to support and who's going to have to go around and ask for handouts? So, Mordechai says, also, Almona Eitzel Abbas, Kabas Eitzel Achim, Benechosim Muatim. That they gave the Almona, when she's contending with the Bas, the same halacha that the Bas has when she's contending with the Achim. Ma Bas Eitzel Achim, Ma Bas Nizoynis, for Achim Ishla al Psochim, Af Amona Eitzel Abbas, Amona Nizoynis, Vabas, Tishel al Hapsochim. Okay, now this is also, you know, part of the sugya of Tanai Ksuba and Nizachim, so, you know, it has its details. But what's relevant for us right now is like this, is that when we have a contest between the Bas and the Almona, it's Mivur that the din is that the Almona gets the Mizoinis, and the Bas, it has to be Shalal Psochim. So Zok the Gemara, that according to what you just said before, that the Bas is Nichle B'Havoch and Almona not, that seems to be that his general feeling is Azifale B'Tei, I see over here different, right? I see that it's Adifle Amonosli, that she's going to get the Mizoinis, and the Bas will have to show up Sochem. Zok the Gemara, that you have to deal with each situation on its own. We didn't mean to say a blanket din. Zok the Gemara as follows. Lin Zilusa Amonosli Adifle. If the question of Mizoinis Shab Sochim, that's a question of Zilusa.
That's being degraded.
So that a person has more concern about his wife, his almanosoi. L'ingin harvocha bita yadifule. L'ingin harvocha, that's what we meant to say. Right? But it's not that there's a general feeling toward it. Each one, according to its specific issue. Now, what I would say, therefore, is that it's not so much, a question of. The question is really how it affects them. That's what I would think. That, like Rashi says, that it's more of a zilusa. It's a bigger bizoin for the almona to do it. No, it's not a question of the same thing. And you know who do I consider? Who am I more concerned for? Right? The difference is that it's a bigger bizoin for the almona. Right? It's more busha involved. She has to do it.
And the bas. For the mace also, that his wife is knocking on the doors.
Okay.
It's true that Nabuchadnezzar, people understand, but this guy's wife, he didn't leave over anything for his wife. She's knocking on the doors, I think.
Okay. But so that's really what it is. What we're saying over here is that it's not really the same. It's not like you compete. It's the same thing. That each of these things presents itself differently by the Almona and by the Bas. as far as zilusa, there's more zilusa by the almana than the bas. That's why halacha is like that.
So you're not saying that the husband is more concerned about the embarrassment of the wife compared to the embarrassment of the daughter. You're saying
right.
that the embarrassment.
Right.
What's drawing the rav to say? I mean, is the word mashma that?
Okay, so let's back up over here, and so I was saying this in order to explain the difference, right? Why is it that you know he has a what do they call that double personality? You know,
but he does.
Right? Concerning Zibusa, his wife is more important, and concerning Harvacha, the daughter is more important. What's the chat in that?
Because he has an obligation to marry off the daughters, and therefore, in other words, his heart is more with his wife, but he doesn't have this. He might even have a negative. Feeling towards his wife getting remarried, right? But whatever it is, he has a responsibility to marry off his daughters, and so even though in general he's
right, but is that responsibility mechayev him to keep the Maisi Daim there? No, is it obligatory, or it's just a feeling?
It's an interest. He has an interest in marrying off his daughters. He doesn't have an interest in marrying off his wife remarrying. So therefore, if it's on something like Zilusa, so then he's more concerned about his wife. But when you have to bring in other factors.
So once again, as far as helping his wife get remarried, that what's the difference over there? Apparently, he's not, you know, he doesn't feel that he needs to help her, give her money to get remarried. But the daughter, yeah. So I mean that would seem like a general feeling toward his wife. No, what do you hear in that? Is that specific? Marriage or oriented? That's not a general feeling toward her. So that's where I was coming from, right?
But you can
work it out like that also. What I was trying to do was that rather than you know making it. That it's he has different feelings, you know, different things. You know, it really has to do with each situation that there's each situation is decides its factor, right? It's really all the same. The Hainu that as far as Zilusa, it's a greater Zilusa. So you know, being this greater Zilusa, so you know, he's gonna service his wife because it's not the same Zilusa. Right, were to be the opposite way, then things would be the opposite as far as we're concerned. Right, as far as Harvacha is concerned, is that over there there's apparently a greater need for that's how I'm viewing it. Right, there's a greater need for the daughter, and the fact is a greater need. That's why you know he has this feeling to do what he can to give Harvacha. He doesn't. Doesn't feel the same, not because of a lack of relationship, right? Just you know what the need is. Yeah, that's where I was hearing the Gemara Koponim. Let's get to that Gemara that was being quoted before. Moshe Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asks the following question. Our Mishnah, then that's really where the sugi comes in over here. Right? Our Mishnah says, Ma'is deum tiyos afu shlegovso, meis ha'av harehin shel achim. The Gemara was just coming off Shittas Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon says that concerning knas, that even after Amod Bedin, the halacha is that it's not, if the father dies, it does not go to the achim. The Gemara says that, however, ma'isiyah deho mitzi'oso, apa pishle govso, these things don't need gevia in order to carry on to the yorshim, meisu apa reinshel achim. Something more as
follows. That last line of Mishnah is quantum of Shimon?
I'm not saying it's a quantum of Shimon, but it looks like the Gemara is coming off the heels of Rav Shimon. Now we'll see in the Hemshech of our Gemara over here what.
Is according to everyone.
No, I'm saying the halacha, right? The halacha applies according to everyone. I was saying that the Gemara is saying the afal pi shiloi govso, right? Who till this point was did Gvia make a difference? Right, that's the reading of the Mishnah. That according to Reb Shimon, he mentioned that Gvia is a factor in Yerusha. So on that, Gemara is saying that even though Reb Shimon holds that Gvia plays a factor, but he agrees, right? He agrees. I mean, to everyone. Everyone holds like this halacha. But even Reb Shimon who holds that Gvia makes a factor, but that's only in Knas, but not concerning these things. That was the reading of the Mishnah. Maybe we'll see a little more what exactly the chiddush of this of the point in the, of this Mishnah is. Zoktimor, the Gemara makes a dig over here. And the Gemara talks about that Maisiya Deho, even though there was no Gvia yet. So that means that the Gemara, if you're talking about Maisiya Dayan that was not yet collected, right, and then the father died before collection, that we're obviously talking about that he was alive at the time of production. Right?
When
she did the work. So therefore, Zot Gemara, that L'chayra, one should be able to make a dig from here, that this, that halacha is that the Bonim get it, that's what Mishnah is saying, the Yashnit, only because the work was done
while he was alive.
Right? Time to chayav, hola achemisis av la'atzmo. So Gemara, my lav, bini zaynis. So as far as this. So, there's a deed from the Mishnah that work that was not yet done at the time of the father, right? So that's Mamashos, right? Right? Work that she's doing, Ma'is Yadayim, on that the Mishnah says that it does not go to the ocean. Zokta Gemara, my love, bini zaynis. Zokta Gemara, the Gemara assumes that we're talking about when you have the normal conditions of Tanai Ksuba, which is that they're mechuyav to support her, assuming that they can support her, so she's getting mizaynus. And nevertheless, the Mishnah says over here that the Achim don't get her ma'isi yadayim. So Zokti Mora that I see over here, Arayim, on the contrary, that she does not get ma'isi yadayim. That the Achim don't get her ma'isi yadayim.
For work that was done after the father died.
That's what we're discussing. Yeah, right. That's what we're discussing here. As follows. I just want to point out like this, that we're making a deed from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, right, which says that Mitzias Maisi Adeho, right, Ar Shel Achim, that is on the Deraisadika level, right, because that goes through Al Tzirusha. The father, that money was owed to the father when he was living, and he gives that over the Yerusha. So the deed that the Gemara is making really is to the other extreme, that loimi boy on the daraisadika level, but Gemara is being right to Ashai, which we explained before was on the drabonadika level, right? And the Gemara is taking out that this is the halacha psuka. That means even on the drabonadika level, granted you don't have the daraisa, right? But Zotma, I see that in practical halacha, this is the din, and therefore that tells us that there is no din drabonon either. And that's what the Gemara is doing.
Because if it would be true that they would get the ma'isi yadayim even after the work that she did after the father died, then the Mishnah would have said that, which is a greater chiddush.
One more time.
If it would be true that she would get the wages that she did work after, for the work that she did after the father died, that would go to the Achim, if that would be true, that that would go to the Achim for work that she did after the father died, then the Mishnah would have said that, but that's a much bigger Kiddush.
Okay. Right. I mean, that's really the basis of a Dik. Right? The Dik is, you know, we assume the Mishnah speaks out the biggest Kiddush, and if it didn't, that's because it's not true. Right? That's what the... very good. Zok the Gemara. So now this whole Raya is only because we're talking about Nezoinis. My love in Nezoinis, Zok the Gemara, B'she'enah Nezoinis. That this, the Mishnah is talking about B'she'enah Nezoinis, and that's why the halacha is like that. And like we saw before, the whole sad, the only sad that the Achim should get is only if they're giving her Nezoinis. And then, in exchange for the Mizainis, they'll get a Mizainis. But if they're not giving her Mizainis, then we never had a side that they should get it. So if it's not a right to our Shaila.
That's only again the deal, not the words it says. The words the Mishnah says are true whether it's Mizainis or not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, why is it not Mizainis? It's Taksuba. Like, you know, what does it mean, Taka? So Krashi. Right? I mean, the only reason why they're not doing it, right, where they could get away with not giving her, only because there is nothing there, right? Fine. Zok the Gemara. If b'shein nizayis, my lememro. Zok the Gemara, that can't be. Now let's follow this through over here, right? There's a mission that says aloch, right? We're making a diuk off that, right? And the diuk is what is the raya to us, right? The raya to us. The Gemara was madche the raya to us in that diuk because the diuk is speaking about a case which is not relevant to us, right? The diuk is speaking about ma'ase daim of Abbas after the Mises Ha'av to the Achim. And the Mishnah is meduic that they do not get it. We thought that's a riot to us. And Moshe says, no, we're only talking about if they give him his earnest. The Mishnah is speaking about they're not giving him his earnest. And that thing Moshe says that can't be. The Okimta that you're saying on the Dik of the Mishnah can't be. You know why? Ma'ala Memra. It's Poshut, Zot the Gemara. It's Poshut. Now, what we need to know over here is, I mean, it's Poshut, what? I mean, you can only say it's Poshut if that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But this is just the Dik, right? The Mishnah says what it wants to say, right? And, Shane, that's the Chiddush, right? So you want to know Pshita, not Pshita, you should be dealing with the Mishnah itself, right? But the Dik of the Mishnah, like, that doesn't, you know, whether it's Poshut or not, is not relevant. As long as the Mishnah is saying a halacha, so let's see the Rashi. Right? And Rashi addresses this point. So Krashi, Maile Memru. So Krashi, do you call lo itzrich la ashminon the osus la achemisus av la atzma? The dik, right? This, if they're not giving mizonis, then the dik is not necessary. So Krashi, vi la ashmin higufo. That's Rashi's question. So Krashi, why did it suddenly become that the chiddush of the Mishnah lies in the dik? And we're at the Mishnah itself. So Krashi, V'ilashvin higufo, D'mash osa b'chayu ha'av, La'achim pshito. So Krashi, no chayim. The Gemara is coming with a premise that the halacha in the Mishnah itself, the Gemara held, that's for sure a portion. So the Chiddush has to lie in the Dik. So that's where we're coming from.
I thought you said before that it's teaching us that even according to Rabbi Shimon, that says by Kenas, that until it's collected, it doesn't go to the brothers, even though it was done b'chayav. So the chiddush of the mission is to tell us that even though Rav Shimon holds by kenaz, but by mammon he's moided to the chachamim that anything that happened b'chayav it goes to the brothers, even if it was not collected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why is that not a chiddush?
Okay. So let me just rephrase. Rephrase what we said before. See, before we weren't really discussing chiddush and not chiddush. We were just saying that the terms that the Mishnah is using, the Mishnah says that apa pisha gavsa, that's talking in Reb Shimon terms. That's what we meant to say. We weren't really focusing on chiddush or not chiddush. Now, on that, Rashi telling us that even in Reb Shimon, there's no chiddush. Since this is not knas, Reb Shimon's din is only knas at most, right? Maybe a certain kind of knas, right? But it's for sure only by a specific halacha. So therefore, you know, if Reb Shimon's halacha is limited, and now you're talking about a case where his halacha doesn't
you
talk
don't
to.
The Mishnah tell us that Reb Shimon makes a difference between knas and mamon?
Yeah, right.
You don't need that.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's what she says. Zok Rashi, Vilash min higufo demash shosus obachai ha'av la'achem pshito to zoch be'av demimaynuhu v'lav knosa. Of course, it's zoch be'av.
Not that he makes a distinction. You don't need a. It's not a chiddush to say that by mammon he holds that it goes to. That it goes to the
there's Yerusha on Mom, right?
In other words, we need to say that by Knas it doesn't.
Right.
Right. That's a Chiddush. So it's not the distinction, it's the Mammon part that the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right, and that's what we're discussing right now. We're talking right. This is the moment aspect of things. Ma'asiyah Deha in the Mishnah, that's moment, and therefore that's not necessary to tell me that that you don't need Via for that. Therefore, says the Gemara, so the Chiddush of this Bava, this part of the Mishnah, has to lie in the Diyak.
Right.
So Bishloma, if you're talking about Nizoynis, and that'll be the Chiddush. That even though it's Nizainis, they don't get it, right? Fine.
The work that's done after the father died.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if Toma is not Nizainis, then why should they get it? Then that's right, the partial. So that's where the Gemara is going. Now the Gemara backs this question.
How did it say that the brothers that Yerush get her Maisiya there if they don't give her food because they've been mocking her out? The father got her Maisiya Deha even if he doesn't give her food.
One second, one more time, where are you?
We said before the concept of Makam Ma'av. So the father gets her Maisiya Deha even if he doesn't feed her.
Very good. So let me speak out the question which I'm hearing from you. That our whole sugya is coming on Rabban Dikal level. But as we'll see in the Hemshech HaMarim, we mentioned before, that the Ikar Halacha, that the Schus of the Father doesn't go over, is learned from a Pasik.
And it's not.
And therefore, without that Pasik, that Schut itself would have been Yarshinable.
Right.
And that's why I'm saying it's not dependent on Mizoinis.
Right.
So maybe that's the Chiddush. Granted, on the Drabonic level, there's no Chiddush if you're not giving Mizoinis. Right. But there still is a Chiddush that the Iker's Chos, the Ma'asi Damit, the father gets, is not Yarshin over. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Okay? That's the question?
That's the question.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
We said before in the Svara Makam Ma'av, so maybe like they take over the Makam Ma'av. If they take over the Makam Ma'av, the father got the Ma'asiya Deha even if he didn't give him his honors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what I would tell you is like this. If you recall the Rashi and the Mishnah. The halacha in the Mishnah, which the Mishnah discusses, ain't of the Moirish Knas, right, which is the basis of the Mishnah, right, that Knas before Amod Bedin, right, Knas before Amod Bedin, right, that's what the Mishnah is discussing over here, right, Knas before Amod Bedin, the bottom don't yarshin it. Remember the Rashi? Rashi tells us what's the source of that. Rashi says the source of that is this pasuk over here. En on merish livnoi suchosh zusloi tar bebitoi. See that, Rashi?
Yeah.
So what I'm getting at is as follows, that Rashi tells us that the whole Mishnah itself till now was based on this. So it can't be that an end of the Mishnah, now we're telling you something about a piece of news. Right? Rashi says that the whole halacha of the Haskolas HaMishnah is based on this. Right? There is an issue in the Shoyna, maybe with this Rashi a little bit. You know, you'll see Tosis, you know, with the Ritva. But Akoponim, but just you know, moving the pieces over here that we have in front of us, Rashi, right, explains the reisha of the Mishnah with this halacha, so therefore, I think we could safely say that's not the chiddush, you know, of this dig over here. Without this, we don't have the whole Mishnah. Okay, but that was it's a good point. Right? There might be a different teretz to this. If someone else was thinking along different lines.
The Gemara seems to say that this Kal Vachomer from Eved Ivri also couldn't be the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Because, L'chor, you have this Limud from another place. So, that's the way I was understanding it.
Yeah,
if you see that they taught it, the Rabbanan taught it to you in another place, then they're not going to teach it to you in this Mishnah. So you have Heat Nechaltim and another Braisa to teach you Heat Nechaltim. So this Mishnah is not teaching you that. That's what I thought.
Yeah, let me hear that. The Gemara is saying that it's Poshut, if it's not Nizoinus, that you're not going to get. So the Gemara, you're not better than these. Let's see the Gemara. Let's speak to the Gemara. Zot the Gemara. Afil man d'omer yochel rav lemer le'eved aseh imi ve'eni zonoch hanu av knani. Lekse be'imcho. Av le'eved ivri d'chse be'imcho le'kosh lo'i. Ne'bzei kosh kem bito. Zot the Gemara. Now the Gemara is saying, let's talk here what the Gemara is saying over here, right? The Gemara is dealing with an asei imi ve'eni zonoch, right? Now someone is being toiveya or wants a certain setup over here on hoga on something that he owns. He's ever kanani, right? He has an ever kanani. I say, Amy Veni Zonach. He owns the Eved Kanani. Right? So, I say, Amy Veni Zonach. That means that, you know, I'll get all your Maisi Adayim, and I'm not going to support you, and you'll have to, you know, figure out how to support yourself. The Gemara says, it's like this. Loimi boy, for sure, if you hold even by Eved Kanani, you can't do that. Then Moses says, for sure you can't do that to Bitoy. But even if you hold the Be'evek Nani, you could do that, right? So you see that there is such a concept, right? Without Mezainis getting Ma'isi Yadayim, Zot Gemara, that's the only tzad that can be the own by Be'evek Nani. Avu Be'evek Ivri, Dechsiv Be'i Imcho Loi. By Eved Ivri, that the Pasuk tells us, Ki Toiv La'imach, there's a halach of imach, which that obligates many halachas to upgrade the conditions of an eved ivri, and therefore Zot Gemara says that in that, see, even though a person eved ivri, he owns the ma'is yadayim of the eved ivri, but the this is the pasuk says that ki tayv ha'imach. That in that posik, one of the things that would be mechayiv is mizoinus. That you can't take his Ma'is Yadayim, right, without Mizaynis. So the Gemara, it was a bit of a kol shekain. The Gemara says a kol shekain from that the schus that one has in the Ma'is Yadayim of his bas is definitely no better, stronger than that of an evidently, and all of the rights, we'll call it, that an evidently has, his bas also will have. Now let's see what this means. Now this is really talking on a drastic level. Yeah, it's just a little late. Right, this is all talking on a drastic level. Right, that's what we're talking over here, right? So, and what is this halacha that we're talking about? Let's talk about Eved Ivri, right? Maisi mean he bought the Eved Ivri, whatever the buying means, whatever kind of kniya you have in an Eved Ivri. Definitely, he's a Maisi Yadayim. He owns a Maisi Yadayim. Nevertheless, in the pasuk of Kitav Le'imach says that the Odin can't take the full Ma'asi Yadayim and leave him without Mezainis. The support that the Eved needs is comes from his Ma'asi Yadayim. So, you know, you can't take Ma'asi Yadayim without leaving him his Mezainis. Now the Gemara says, but by the same token, that the dinner of Bas, now that means the Gemara is saying over here, right, on the Raisidika level, right? The Gemara seems to be saying over here, right? Now, as we discussed before, that is the father Mechuyev to give his daughter Mizainis. So a Chiyev that starts from the father, right? A daughter which is not doing anything, not making any money, is he mechuyev to give her? No, that's not what we're discussing over here. We're discussing that if she is bringing in money, and she wants to use that, or akoponim, you know, work with that, right, to support herself, and he wants to take the whole thing. That's what the Gemara is saying over there. That's taka derais the halacha, that if she created ma'asi yadayim, then he can't take the whole thing for himself and say, "Well, I'm not mechuyev to give you mezainis, so I'm taking the whole ma'asi yadayim." Right? And that we tell him, "You're right. You're not mechuyev to your mezainis." But on the other hand, that your schus in her ma'asi yadayim is not such that will leave her without her own support. Her ma'asi yadayim, right? She has the right to support herself with her ma'asi yadayim before you could take it, right? That's what the Gemara means over there. So Zok the Gemara that there is a din midiraisa, and the din of Maisi in the din of Maisi Daim of Abbas, that the father can't take it. So what the Gemara means to say over here is that even on a deraisa level, knows that the schus of the ma'is nam is deraisa, right? It's still limited with mizaynis, right? So zoch the Gemara, if you see that on a deraisa level, so therefore, right, concerning our din over here, this whole yours is a din drabona. Right, so this din rabbanan, Chazal are making a takana to get ma'is yadayim is not going to be better than the din derais that the father has. Right, really, maybe that could bring us back to the beginning of the sugya, right? That the bim koyim av, right? We're not establishing a din over here which is better than the father. So that's what the Gemara over here means to say. So even though we're talking about on rabbanical level, this is an deraisa, but on the contrary, right? What was showing is that even when there is a deraisa dikas chus in ma'is yadayim, but you know you can't take that and not give mizaynis. If you're not giving mizaynis, then you won't have it. Now like this. Okay, well, that's really what the Gemara is gonna say right now, okay? That's where Hadachah comes in, right? Because we're just discussing, right, that, you know, I need that money to live, right? So then that, so the mezoinis, right, will prevent, right, from getting it. What about if you don't need, right? You know, you'll get what you have, right? But let me get the rest. Okay, that's the Hemshcha Gemara. In as far as the davus, this whole thing only talks, right? If I need that money, right? For she needs that money for her mezainis. But what about that she made more? So granted that it's poshut that avada, you can't take away what she needs. But the gabi hadafa. What about the additional money? Right? That's what the Gemara is heading over there. That you don't have this kal v'chomer for. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That'll be the chiddush of the Mishnah. That even if it's not an issue of leaving her without mezainis. Okay, I think we'll have to hold over here. But I upon him. But I think we made some strides, in understanding where the Gemara is coming from, clarifying the rabbinic levels, rabbinical levels. Right, and you know, now the Hemshach Gemara, I think, will be clear to know what the Gemara is dealing with after this. You know, the Deraisa, which is really the background premise to the Gemara that we started with. This was all like this on the Tosis, that the Gemara is coming with a premise. What the Gemara is saying now is really talking about something which was assumed and not even discussed, but it's something more basic. Okay? All right.